Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Tzukiyot Ben Chana and for Yocheved Bas Michal Yudis, Yocheved Feger Bas Michal Yudis Basio. And we're discussing Kiddush Stam and Kiddush Saguf. Rashi and Gittin and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis explains that even if a person was mefurish, he explicitly was makdish his evid l'damav for his monetary value and not the gufoy, nevertheless, since in his guf is shayach to have kedusha, given the Shaykh Begufo Kedusha, why? Because when somebody is a Jew, so his guf is Kadosh. So when someone's Makdish and Eved himself, when he says I'm Kadosh, when he says Kedusha, it means I'm Kadosh, like the Gemara says. But even if he's Makdish and for Damim, still, since Begufo is Shayach, that he should be an Am Kadosh, Kedush is also, even if he's Makdish and Ledamim, the Kedush is Chal on his Guf, to be a Ben Charim. So even if he's Makdish and Ledamim, nevertheless, since Kedush is Shayach Begufo, he becomes a Ben Charim. And the Rashi brings a Raya that we paskin, that if one is matfis tumimim lebedek habayis, if one gives korbanos tumimim to bedek habayis, not to have kedush seguf, but he gives it to the beis hamikdash, not for the mizbeach, still, ein yotze midei mizbeach l'olam, they always remain holy to the mizbeach, you have to bring them as a korban. So just like if you're matbis tumim and levedek habayis, you have to give them to the mizbeach because they have kedushas haguf. So too, if you give this eved kedushas damim, he gets kedushas haguf, he becomes Jewish, he becomes free. The Rashba, Divar Maslam Rav Omerav, asks on this that we say matbis tumim levedek habayis and yotzim midei mizbeach is only because of a takona. If they were metakin the tikkun amizbeach, since there are not so many karbonos tumimim, it's not common. Therefore, says the Rashba, they were metakin she'en lahitzian midei mizbeach. They have to give them to the mizbeach. But by avodim, there's no such takana. You're not giving the avodim to the mizbeach. By avodim, to l'shayich haytakanta l'shayich kvaral achdina the matfis tumim lebedek kabayis. Ve'en yotzin l'midei mizbeach. By avadim, there's no such takana, because obviously you're not giving avadim to the mizbeach. To me, when you have a problem, they're not so many that go to the mizbeach, so maybe if you give the tamim to bedek habayis as opposed to the mizbeach. But avadim, you're not giving to the mizbeach, so therefore this takana doesn't apply. So if you give an eved to bedek habayis, so he really goes to Bedek Habayis, and he's not going to get Kedusha Saguf. So what's Rashi talking about? How can Rashi say that this vort of someone being Makdish and Eved L'damav, since Begufo is Shayach Kedusha of Am Kadosh, the Kedusha is Chol Al Gufo, and he becomes a Ben Charim if you're Makdish and L'damav, as we find by Matvis Tzvim LeBedek Habayis, then you'll see me the Mizbeach. Maybe it's a special takana because to me, Marat Shchiach. What does that have to do with an Eved? So that's the Rashba's Kasha and Rashi. And in fact, Kedivrei HaRashba Mavur LaHedya, the Menachas Daf Kuf Aleph, Amar Aleph, that according to Shmuel, the Din of Matvis Tumimim is a takana, Mishum Dalei Shchichi Tumimim. It says
Hachanami came with the Shchichimum in the Pasli with the Behema, the Filu Bidukim Shevai Nami Pasli, Lokach Le Shchichi. So Gabe Behema Tamima, since Mumin are very common, because even a little problem with the eye also passes, therefore it's not Shchich, it's not common to have Behemas Tamimas. And Mela, Midrabonon, they go to the Mizbeach. So that's a raya for the Rashba, that we have saying it explicitly in Menachos, according to Shmuel. And the Melevi of Akasha and Rashi, how can you, Rashi, say that if you're Makdish Eved L'Damav, the Kedushas Chal al Gufo, he becomes a Ben Chayrin? That's Dafka by Behemoth, because Tzmim and Lo Shchichi, but that doesn't apply to Avodim. That he gets Kedushas Aguf when you give him Kedushas Damim. So we have a Gemara in Menachos against Rashi, like the Rashba. However, says the Rambam, and this is all based on the Torah of Moreinu Agoyin Rabbi Bar Mitzatzel, the Rambam, in Hilchas Ilchim B'charom in Perikei Alocha Zayim, writes, HaMakdish is behemta yitzen, shalroyim kol behemot tzmima, ru'i lihaklif, agave amizbeach, zechorem yimochu litzochi eilos, v'yakrivu oisim eilos. Someone's makdish is behema, you see every behema tzmima that's ro'i lihaklif agave amizbeach, the zecharim are sold for eilos, and then your mak of them is eilos. V'adam yiblu lebenek habayis, in other words, they had kedushas damim, but even though they have kedushas damim, if they're ro'i lemizbeach, you sell them, and then you bring them onto the Mizbeach as karbanos. If it's a zachar, you zachar it's an oila. So you bring it as an oila. Now, zeneh ma'av yibahim asher yakrivim menu karban Hashem. Koyle shevetein menu la'Hashem yakoydesh. Plamer koyle ro'ilu karban agav Mizbeach yikarev. So the Rambam brings a pasuk to prove that if it's a behemah, the pasuk says if it's a behemah, that your makiv is a karban la'Hashem, you have to give it as a to Hashem, and it's going to be holy to Hashem. So the Rambam says, Pshat in the Pasuk is that anything that's Roy, the Mizbeach, goes to the Mizbeach, even if you're Makdish the Kedushas Damim. So it's Mevur Midivrei Rambam, she's Sover, that the din of Makdish Tumimim is a din doi Raisa. It's learned from a Pasuk. Ubehedya Mevur came by Rashi, Bavu Gizor, Dafi Gimel on the Beis, Ubi Matvis Tumimim, Lebedek Abayis, Bizman Abayis, Yesh Isil doi Raisa, Lahatel Bremum. There is a biblical injunction, a biblical prohibition against being matil mum, against placing a blemish. And this tamim that was given over to the Badek Habayis, and we know that the iser of being matil mum only applies to Korbanis. So it must be that Rashi and Avodah Zarah is holding that it has a din of a korban, even if it's the Beit HaKabayis. Mevor shemidoi raisa, eno yotze midoi mizbeach, midoi raisa it's a korban, and ef midoi raisa oto lahati bomun. So we have Rambam, we have Rashi, and we also have a Ritva. Mevor lahedi of a Ritva, which is brought in the Shita Mekubratzis and Bava Metzia, and Daphne and Heam and Aleph, Yiva Masl Girsis Rashi, Shibim Matvis Tumimim Lebedek Habayis, Amrin and Duhu Tumurasoi Kodesh. So with Matvis Tumimim Lebedek Habayis, we say that he and its Tumura is Kodesh. Why? Because it's a carbon dioraisa. You see a chiddush here in the Ritva, Moira Dikizach, or in the Shita Mekubratzis, that if one's matvis tmim lebedek habayis, it has a din tmura, it's a carbon doi raisa, and that's why it makes tmura. Kanaresh, Rashi, Rambam, Ritva, Sovrim, what are they going to do with the Gemara and Menachos? It's very simple. Very simple. You know what they're going to do with the Gemara and Menachos? They're going to say that it's only Shmuel. In other words, it's Shmuel who holds that it's a din de Rabbanan. It's a gzeira de Rabbanon that goes to the Mizbeach. If you make it by the Kabbais, it goes to the Mizbeach if it's oil of carbon, because Tmimi Marin Shkiach. But the other Amoraim will argue with Shmuel there, and they say, that Menachos Tahoirim, even before Kiddush Kli, Ein Lehem Pidyon, even by Menachos, they hold that if you have a Mincha Tahoira, even before the Pidgi, even before it was Miskadish B'Kli, you still can't be Poydit. Why can't you be Poydit? By Menachos, there's no problem of not having Menachos Tamimim. You have that problem by Karbonos, that Tumimim aren't Shchiach. But by Menachos, obviously there's no such issue of Mumin by Menachos, right? So why do the other Amoraim hold that even by Menachos we say that they don't have a Pidyon? Shmuel holds that Menachos do have a Pidyon, because he holds his Adin Davka by Karbonos ain't Tumimim. But Menachos, he says they gesh lam pidyon. But with the other Amoraim hold ain lam pidyon. Why ain lam pidyon? It must be that it's a din d'oraisa, that if it's roi l'mizbeach, it goes to the mizbeach. And they hold the din of matvis tmimim is d'oraisa, and therefore it applies to Menachos as well. And we paskin like the other Amoraim. And the Meila, that explains Pshat and Rashi and the Rambam and the Ritva. But they all hold that it's a din d'oraisa, that if it's roi l'mizbeach, it has to go on to the mizbeach. It gets kedushas haguf, even if you gave it kedushas damim. So to this eved, it's a din d'oraisa, if you gave him kedushas haguf. If you gave him kedushas damim, he gets kedushas haguf. However, Tosfos asks on Rashi that if we're medame makdish avdei ledamer to matvis tamimim lebedek as abayis, that's Rashi's tushdel. He's equating someone who's makdish his eved ledamer that he gets kedushas aguf and he gets free, he becomes Jewish. He compares that to matvis tamimim and gives them to bedek abayis that they have kedushas dam and they get kedushas aguf. So why don't we say that just like when one is matfis tamim lebedek abayis, we say shi amachu letzarchem is beyach v'adamim lebedek abayis. What do we say? What's the din? That they're sold these animals are paid for and the damim go to Bedek Abayis. They're sold in order that they should now be redeemed, so to speak, that they should go on to the Mizbeach. And the money goes to Bedek Abayis. So why don't we say the same thing by Makdish Eved Ledamav, that the Eved will acquire redemption, just like you have to redeem the animal from Bedek Abayis. You give the money to Bedek Abayis and then the behema goes in the Mizbeach. Why don't we say by the other also? His money is Kadosh, so why don't we say that he's going to acquire Pidiyah? He's going to be redeemed and the money's going to go to Bedek Abayis. And in our Sugya it's mashma that no dumb money is all, at all is given to Hekdesh. Why not? So that's the question, Emir Tashem, we're going to deal with in the next shir, and we are going to see Niflois Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.